Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 2 of Level Up, the show where you get a behind-the-scenes view as to the leveling up of our cast of characters. Obviously, as we didn't have our cast member Isaac playing Thoric during our last episode of Level Up, where our characters hit level 2, we felt that it was probably a good idea to let you have an episode of Thoric leveling up all to himself. So, let's get into it. Most crucial question is, by the way, Isaac, are you going for the level up with your costume?
Why not? I'm here now, so happy we surviving the winter festivals, my friends.
Brilliant. Costume aside, the most crucial thing you're going to have to decide really in the first instance is what you want to do with your hit dice and your hit points.
Well, I believe... Sorry, I'm going to stop and drop Thoric. Well, I think that my comrades rolled for it. So
they did.
I think it would be bad form if I didn't also roll for it.
Okay.
We love the chaos.
I'm going to choose my
embrace the chaos.
I'm going to choose my best dice.
So it's a D8 for you.
A D8. And I'm going to borrow... My first ever character was a dwarf, and I bought this beautiful set of like dwarven red dice. Ooh. I need to get a set for Thoric, actually. I don't actually technically have a set for Thoric, but I'm going to borrow one.
Bit of dwarven luck. So basically you need to roll a five or higher to get better than what you'd get if you just took the average from the book.
Happy New Year, everyone. Okay, it's a 6.
Hey!
We'll have a 6.
Success. We'll take a 6 plus your constitution modifier.
Plus my con modifier, which is, plus 3.
Ooh, that's not bad.
Because Mountain Dwarf. So that's an extra 9 hit points, which we will have very nicely. Oh, D&D Beyond. Is there a level up button?
There should be. You'll have to manually enter your hit points, I believe. Which I can't quite remember the screen with which to do that on.
Okay, I think it says I'm level 2. That's fine. Mm. Max. Yep. Okay. So that puts me on a good amount. Can I?
So 6 is not bad for a roll. The book would have given you 5, so you basically get 1 extra hit point for free.
For free. Okay.
I don't know. I can't remember if anybody else actually got... I think you're the only one that got better than what the book would give you.
That's standard. Good to know.
I think you win on that front.
I think the healer will... The healer needs to stay alive.
It's definitely helpful.
It is helpful. We'll take it for now. Lovely. And then...
Oh, sorry. No, go ahead.
No, go on.
So, basically, you now have access to your channel divinity at level 2, which is nice, as well as a third first level spell slot, which is nice. No new cantrips for you, though, sadly.
No, that's all fine.
But your channel divinity, one per rest. Your divine domain is life, is it?
Life domain. So
Life.
there's the one that all clerics get, which is to turn and eventually destroy undead. But turning undead is a very, very useful skill.
Very useful indeed.
But as my life domain, so I already have my domain spells, which are bless and cure wounds, which are always prepared. I'm going to take a little look through what else I might learn for the day.
Sure.
Because clerics can choose their spells in the morning after a bit of ritual, a bit of prayer. So my channel divinity as a life cleric, you can use your channel divinity to heal the badly injured. As an action, you present your holy symbol and evoke healing energy that can restore a number of hit points equal to 5 times your cleric level. Choose any creature within 30 feet of you and divide those hit points among them. This feature can restore a creature to no more than half its hit points maximum. You can't use this feature on an undead or a construct.
Nice.
So that
So
gives me a
free
little
healing.
pool. Yeah, gives me a little pool of 10.
10 hit points.
10 hit points, which is very cool. This is slightly similar to the Paladin Lay on Hands. Paladins are a bit cheeky because they've got a lot of good stuff. But this has the added benefit of, as much as I can only do it once, or as many times as I have Channel Divinity, it has a range of 30 feet and I can target multiple people. So for a mass heal, it is a
It's
very
pretty good.
useful little fella to tuck away in the back pocket.
I don't think you get. Hang on. Divine domain feature. I don't think you get. I think that is your divine domain feature, isn't it? For second level.
Yeah, I believe so.
I don't think you get another divine domain feature until sixth level, looking at it. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, so you've got room to. Now, how many spells can you learn? I can't quite remember for a.
So I can
Oh,
prepare.
prepare, sorry, not
I
learn.
can prepare an extra one now that I've leveled up because it's my wisdom modifier plus my cleric level.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So I
So
can
you.
prepare 4 spells, but that's not including my domain spell. So I can have 6 spells prepared, including those,
Nice. Nice, nice, nice.
which is very
Okay.
nice.
So up to 4 spells and 3 slots to use.
Indeed.
Ooh,
Which
that's
is always good.
nice. That is
One each
pretty
for the rest
cool.
of the party.
Nice. Okay, cool. And that's it, I think, isn't it, for
That's
Thoric?
me done.
Awesome. Nice
Easy.
and easy peasy, lemon squeezy, but quite cool as well. That mass healing. Nice. Awesome.
Absolutely. All of the healing shall be wasted on Sergei.
Thoric's going to try and earn some money on this campaign so he can buy Sergei armor that isn't made of cheese.
Yes, please. That would be nice.
If we get any downtime, it's going to be like a montage trying to get him to level up, and I'm going to be like, rising up, back on the street.
I actually want to see that now as an actual
Holding like a
filmed
bag, shouting
montage.
it in with a little wooden megaphone.
Yeah.